Every Monday, we have This Just In, 5 minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO, Mr. Justin Jennings. Good morning, Mr. Jennings.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Doing well.
That's good to hear. Now, some other good news. I hear the students at Rand Early College and the middle school are going back this week, and there's a little bit of festivities in front of that. Tell me about that.
Right. They start school on Wednesday, August 18th, so that's going to be fun. And today, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Wood Street, 20 Wood Street parking lot, they're going to have a little kind of back-to-school festival with the slide, bounce around, dunking booth, and some food as well. So just kind of celebrating and getting them back in the swing of things.
Right, because here's the thing. We don't always want the first day of school to be like some humdrum downer kind of thing. So having a little bit of a festival in front of that is going to really help set the tone for a really good school year.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, of course, the rest of our scholars, the first day is September 7th. So that's the day after Labor Day. We started a little later this year just because of the reconfiguration. We wanted to make sure we had everything in place for all of our scholars. So that's the reason why we're starting a little later than we normally would.
Okay, so tell me about in-person learning this year. How's that going to work?
Well, we have in-person learning, and we also have our virtual academy. So everybody's going to be back at school with masks. So I like people know I'm not political when it comes to that. We want to keep people safe. So everyone will be required to wear a mask unless, you know, the legislation changes or they legislate that. Everybody's going to be required to wear a mask if you're going to be in person. But for those who don't feel comfortable still, we have virtual academy. Mm-hmm. That's part of the reason why we have a virtual academy for those students and those families who don't feel comfortable coming back into the building. We are going to offer vaccinations for all those younger kids who fall within the age group once school starts. We tried it before, but we didn't have enough people do it, and it was mostly because of permission slips. But we are going to offer vaccinations, and also adults, if you need to be vaccinated, you can contact our clinics. We still, I mean, only about 50% of the country, a little more than 50% of the country is vaccinated, and the Delta variant is out there. So we really want to focus on keeping people healthy and keeping them safe.
Got to be healthy and safe. And another part of being healthy is making sure everybody's got enough food. The food distribution is still going on for the summer, right?
Correct. The 18th, runs from 10 to noon at the Chauvin Career and Technical Center. So this next week, I think, is the last one until school starts.
Okay. So got to make sure we've got all that going on. Now, I know there's other points where people can put in some input because there's an upcoming board meeting. Tell us about that and what's going on.
Right. The Board of Education is having a special community meeting, board meeting, 5:30 on August 18th, and that's going to be at Chauvin at 200 East Wood. So the board is seeking community input for the academic improvement plan. So please come out and give your input.
Okay. So that's a board meeting, meaning everybody can come, put in your input, whether you have a scholar or not. If you think something can, you know, be changed or done better, this is the time to speak up, correct?
Correct. And it's a community meeting. So even if you don't live in a district, you can still come because it's really about the community.
All right. And he said it best. Community meeting. You want to be a part of this community? You got thoughts and input on this community? Then be at this board meeting. I want to thank you so much for being on with me this morning, Mr. Jennings. I greatly appreciate you making us a part of your day. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you all for joining us for This Just In, 5 minutes with the Youngstown City School CEO. Be sure to tune in to our next episode.